I'm Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Marcel pastor for the day. Recently, as I was getting ready for a service, I was talking with my worship team about my next sermon, and I told them that it was called The Solution is Jesus. And my group called out to me and said, "That's a cop-out." Now, I know what he means, it's a cop-out. Others people would say it's a crutch. And people who don't know any better would say, "You're too weak to live." And in a sense, those things are true. But in another sense, it's true that Jesus is the solution to everything. For me, when I read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, which says, "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness, and through these he has given us his great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires." When I read that, and I realize that his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness, it makes me sit back and think, because sometimes we look so far forward, we think, we just got to get through life so we can get to heaven. If I can just get through this, I'll be fine. But God says that he has given us everything we need for life. Now, life is defined as the period between birth and death, which means that he has given us what we need to live right now in the here and now. And he's given us what we need not only for life, but for godliness. And if you're like me, I'm always aspiring to be a purer person, a holier person, a more righteous person. And to know that he's given me what I need because I know him, I'm not powerless anymore. He's given me what I need because his divine power has given me what I need to live the kind of life that God has called each one of us to live. And then when we go into verse 4, that we can participate in his divine nature. Think about that. That God wants us to take part in his nature. There are those that say you can't change a person. They are the way they are. And yet my experience has been that God has transformed me over the years. And I've seen him do it for others too. And it points me toward 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. "And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." And this echoes what is said in C.S. Lewis's book, Till We All Have Faces. And I'm looking forward to the day when I have a face where I can look upon the Lord God without fear of destruction, fear of rejection, or fear of being lost forever. And so today, remember that Jesus is the solution. He's provided us everything we need to live a life of godliness, and he's also provided for us that we can take part in the divine nature, and one day, as we move through transformation into ever-increasing glory, we will see our Lord and Savior face to face. I'm Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.